And I said, "In what?" And she said, "Well, it's called Innovations in Education, and it's how to become a change agent." She paid $100 for me to go. I went, and all these normal-looking people, nice, some from my own school district and all, and the guy is a facilitator, but he's using this big book called Innovations in Education, A Change Agent's Guide, and it has all these case studies of teachers and administrators and how to sneak in controversial curriculum, such as death ed, sex ed, bullying ed, alcohol ed, drug ed, you know, all these programs that have education hanging off the end of them that have nothing to do with education. It's interesting. You don't have math ed and science ed and all. They call it math and science and history, right? But when you see anything with education hanging off the end of it, red flag, huh? In that training, he taught us how to identify resistors in our community. And they were the people who were smart, who knew that these programs were designed for nothing other than to make children engage in sex, to drink, to take drugs, to do all the things that the programs, the parents were being told the programs were to help the children. I was considered a resistor too. Here they were training me to identify myself. Huh? And so I never, ever got over that. Also, we were being trained to go to the important people in the community, and they're really very good people. We all know who they are. They're friends of ours and all, but they're head of Rotary, head of Garden Club, head of Historical Society. You go to them, and you explain to them in very, very good, you know, highly skilled change agent manner, which is just lies, how important these programs are for your children. We've got to put these programs in. This was 1973, all the way through right now. Huh? That period in education, we call it the unfreezing of our children's values, the ones taught by the parents at home and the church, basically. Change agents were highly trained by the National Training Laboratories. We had the headquarters for that in Bethel, Maine. That goes all the way back to World War II. I have the original paper from that, and it said that what they're putting in is they want to change the values to unfreeze the system, and then they're going to implement the new values, the new communist values for world government, huh? So that was the goal, and they did a good job on it between 1970 and the year 2000. And now the values, as we can all see, people are saying, oh, well, we've got to be tolerant, you know, there are no absolutes anymore. That's not fair to judge people. Don't be judgmental. If your grandmother is dying of cancer and can't afford the medicine, it's okay to steal it. You know, that's what you call values clarification. With the education for a planned economy, using workforce training, identifying children at a very early age what they're going to do the rest of their lives. It's the Soviet planned economic system, starting as early as first grade. That's being put in now under the guise of school choice, charter schools, and using the performance-based, outcome-based Skinnerian-Pavlovian method with a computer.